بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. We continue the explanation of بلوغ المرام. Narrated Anas bin Malik رضي الله عنه that Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, take a meal just before dawn. تسحروا before dawn, so there is a blessing in sahur. فَإِنَّ فِي السَّحُورِ بَرَكَةً. Agreed upon hadith. تَسَحَّرُ meaning eat the meal of sahar, which is the before dawn meal. And as sahar is آخِرُ اللَّيْل, the last part of the night. And this he commanded. He said, تَسَحَّرُ, take a meal. فَإِنَّ فِي السَّحُورِ. Here you see السحور with the fatha. السحور, the intensification and the fatha, and it means the meal which people take as food to eat, and with the dhamma, intensification dhamma, السحور, meaning the action of the one taking this meal. So, here, فَإِنَّ فِي السَّحُورِ بَرَكَةً. There's a blessing in the sahur. And it's also okay to say, فَإِنَّ فِي السُّحُورِ, meaning in your action, there is barakah, in your action of eating this meal. So, again, with the sahur, it means the meal, and that there is barakah, blessing in it. But the closest is the action of the one taking the meal. Why? What type of barakah is this? It's from the following angles. It is a compliance to the command of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what a blessing there is in complying with the command of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And test your heart. Test your heart, and this is a matter which we need to reflect upon and remind ourselves concerning it. Test your heart. If you do something following the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and complying with his command, you will find joy in your action and activity and motivation. Contrary is the situation if you do it just like worship. Quote, end of quote. There is no harm in that. That's okay. But it is not like when you feel the compliance, that you are complying and submitting to his command, alayhi salatu wasalam. That has a joy to it. And try it, and you will see it. The second thing is, in this action of taking the meal or the sahur, the meal itself, there is barakah in the sense that it opposes the people of the book in their way. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ said, فَصْلُ مَا بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ أَكْلَةُ السَّحُورِ. The distinction between us and the people of the book is the eating at the time just before dawn. And there is no doubt that opposing the people of the book, especially in that where the intention is worship, in that there is goodness and blessing. And anyone who assumes the manner of some people, he will be like them. The third angle for its blessing is that it gives strength to carry on the fasting. The one who takes the meal is stronger than the one who does not take the meal. And this is something known, witnessed. And this is from the blessing of the meal. And the fourth angle is that the person eats this meal to strengthen himself to carry on the worship. to carry on the worship. And this is different from the third one which we mentioned. The one we mentioned earlier, the third angle, gives the direct strength. As to this fourth angle, there is the intention here. There is the intention. Meaning, he takes this meal in order to strengthen himself to worship Allah. And there's difference between the two. All of this constitute barakah, blessing. The person who takes this meal will awake before dawn, and he will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this time, and he may pray as much as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes for him. Also, what we notice from another angle is that the number of people praying in the masjid, praying Salat al-Fajr, the dawn prayer, increase. And this is from the blessing of this Sahur. And in this act, there is following of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in addition to the compliance we mentioned earlier. And what a blessing to be following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith affirms blessing in the creation. Taking this meal is a blessing. And seeking the blessing is of two types. Either by way of a legal command, non-legal command, or by way of a physical known thing. The legal, for example, is the Quran. Quran is a blessing in itself, in its rulings, in its influence, in its impact. The hearts soften, the reward. When people adhere to it, Allah gives them victory in this life and in the hereafter. As to the physical, like for example, the legal knowledge, al-ilm, al-shar'i. It's permissible to say, such and such thing is from the barakah of this scholar. It is permissible to say, such and such thing is from the barakah of this scholar. How? If people stop doing something which he, this scholar, had reminded them and advised them and admonished them to abandon. This is a blessing of his knowledge, not himself. You see the difference? This is a blessing of his knowledge, not his essence. So when you say this is from the blessing of this scholar, that's what you mean. Meaning of his ilm, of his knowledge, because of his admonitions. People restrain from certain things and refrain from doing something bad. From the benefits also of this hadith is the command to take the meal. Is this an obligation or a recommendation? Is it for wujub, obligation, or istihbab, recommendation? The answer is, it is a recommendation. However, with the condition that the person does not fear for himself if he abandons the sahur. Under this situation, if there is a fear that he will bring harm upon himself if he abandons taking the meal, then it becomes an obligation upon him. If there is darar, if there is harm. From this also we know that the people who take the meal in the beginning of the night, then they sleep, then in this case they did not comply with this hadith. So they will miss the reward from the benefits of this hadith is the good manner of education and teaching by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So many times he links the ruling to the cause or to the reason, and linking al-hukm bil-illah wa qarnu al-hukm bil-illah, relating the ruling to the cause, has the following benefits to it. The first benefit is motivating on compliance. Third, tranquility of the self. The self becomes comfortable due to the wisdom behind the ruling being known or explained. The third is making clear through this way the highness of Sharia and magnificence of Sharia. In addition, the attainment or the manifestation of what is entailed by this great name of Allah Al-Hakim. Because it's inevitable that the manifestations of this noble name of Allah Al-Hakim, the All-Wise, become clear in what Allah has created and in His legislations. Another benefit, when the cause or the reason for such ruling is or transcends then this opens the way for analogy, making analogy in matters when there is no text. Take for example in Surah Al-An'am chapter 6 verse 145. قال الله تعالى قل لا أجد فيما أوحي إلي محرما على طاعم يطعمه إلا أن يكون ميتة أو دما مسفوحا أو لحم خنزير فإنه رجس. Say, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, I find not in that which has been inspired to me anything forbidden to be eaten by one who wishes to eat it, unless it be a dead animal, maita, or blood poured forth by slaughtering, or the like, or the flesh of swine, for that surely is rich, impure. So we take from this, therefore, that every impure thing is forbidden. Why? Because the cause in this text, the cause illustrated in this text is clear. And therefore, the analogy on it is appropriate. So we take therefore from this, every impure thing is haram, is forbidden. So these are now five benefits, and I would like, inshallah ta'ala, that you write them down. Five benefits when the wisdom behind a ruling is linked to the cause. We gain these five benefits. Now the author, rahimahullah, did not bring in this hadith what kind of food is to be taken in this meal? Shall we eat the dates or wheat or rice or what? The answer is that we eat what's available, and it will be considered as sahur.